What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. We definitely put ourselves behind on this one.
Just
very much on purpose.
We had to.
We had to get Lee Corso's final pick.
Wouldn't have made it back in time if we took a commercial break.
Correct.
So there was no...
No, that's the true meaning of stretch the break. And I look, there's two sides to this. There was no way to hate on Corso's pick either way. Zach and I have been texting each other and tweeting each other about this now, though. I would have called Corso a god if he picked Texas at midfield at Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
But
Fox also showed it, by the way.
That's good on them, mm-hmm. Smart by them to do that, because if there's something I don't need to hear, it's Dave Portnoy making a pick for Texas, Ohio State.
I was just about to say that.
Lee Corso to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the part of it is also he picked, and he mentions it's his first love. The first pick he ever made was Ohio State. And the other part about Corso's picks that's really impressive, though, that needs to be stated, Lee Corso typically was picking the marquee matchup of college football that weekend, right? Or wherever they were on campus. For years. This first pick's in, like, I think, 89.
Yeah.
To do this for this long and have a win percentage of 66.5, doing this as long as you could every week since 1989, and you have a win percentage of 66, that tells you man knows ball.
Right.
You're hitting 2 out of 3 picks when you're picking up mascot heads.
It was 1996, but still.
Oh, sorry. I know that he's been in it for a long time, but it's probably like it's the fact that he's been making these picks for so long, though. 96. That's incredible. Still, nonetheless.
30 years. Just under.
30 years.
Right? Yeah.
Just about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as the Dallas Cowboys have been out of the Super Bowl. Or out of the NFC Championship.
Out of the NFC Championship. Just out of the conversation.
Yes.
For much of it.
Oh, Urban Meyer picked Ohio State. No way. I love, though, that you managed to get a guy, though, that hit 66% of his picks. For 30 years. That's a man that knows ball. I will miss seeing Lee Corso up there. I love that Reese Davis, during College game day, joked that he should do what he did in Houston,
mm-hmm.
which was effectively swear life on the air.
Yeah.
took the Ohio State, threw it.
That would have been something if that was able to happen on the last
one. If you did that at midfield in Columbus,
mm-hmm.
with, like, for example, the Texas head, that would have been great too. But no, you want to stay professional, poetic about it, and, like, hey, I know you're having fun in that moment, but you make it poetic in the way that he said it. Give me my first love. That's cool. It's awesome. It's something that you cherish. And we're officially four and a half minutes from kickoff there with Texas, Ohio State.
Ohio State currently running out of the tunnel. Fireworks going off. We're back.
It's a spectacle.
It's crazy.
I might have my bias against Ohio State, but man, Columbus is a cool place.
Plant a flag in the middle of the stadium. That's all I can say.
Columbus is Ohio State, though. Like, it is the identity of the entire city. So much so, like, if you're a Blue Jacket, you can just
you can kick rocks.
You can lay low.
Yeah. Like, they care more about the college football players.
And that's nothing against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
No, it's not. Just what it speaks to how big college football is there and the program they've built.
And the program that they've built there, the history that Columbus, Ohio has with the Buckeyes. And here you are, another blue blood. You've got Texas coming in here to Ohio State. And this is something that Zach and I are in full agreement with. We talk about it a lot during the Extra Point Show. And Joe, I want your take on this.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral site games, get rid of them.
Oh, I agree. Home field advantage.
I need to know
from only
number
in
one Texas.
Exigent circumstances. Say there's, like, thinking NFL-wise.
Bowl games is one thing.
That's different.
Yes.
Different. You should not get home field advantage in a bowl game.
Correct.
But a big game in your house? Absolutely.
It hits different.
Yeah.
Looking at the fanfare right now in a non-conference matchup is cool.
Uh-huh. Number one and number three seed going at it.
And it's a non-conference matchup. That's the other thing about it. Like, typically, you've already got that hate. You've already got that hatred. If it's a conference game, you're going at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you hate each other. Like, obviously, the game. The big game every year.
Yeah.
The big game is the big game. Don't plant a flag in midfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made mention of it that last year it turned into...
It was
chaos.
Yeah, absolute chaos because a flag got planted.
I'm sorry. Don't lose to Michigan.
And don't abandon your game plan that works just to try and stop the one thing Michigan can do.
Don't try to Michigan with Michigan.
Yeah.
Instead, just play your own game.
Exactly.
And you would have had them. That was the weirdest thing.
It was so self-inflicted, and then that turned into that. It was a nightmare.
Madness. But, like, there's hatred. And now, though, you've got a non-conference game to start the year between the 1 and 3 teams.
I'm just so excited to watch Arch Manning play football right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes.
Just seeing some of these highlights, they're pretty remarkable. And if he upped his game at all, I'm excited.
We'll see what happens there.
It's crazy to me, though. One point about stadiums in college. This stadium is larger than the current Highmark Stadium, than the new Highmark Stadium, than, like, most of the NFL stadiums.
College football stadiums, the big programs.
It's unbelievable.
It is big.
100,000 fans in there, plus.
And again, this is the identity of the city. And even the smaller college towns.
Yes.
It is the identity.
Right. They don't have, I know Columbus, you have the Blue Jackets
Columbus
and everything.
But Columbus is a major city.
Yeah.
It's got the size to it. Austin, Texas, the same thing.
But even like Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Their blood is the Crimson Tide.
And it's the one thing that I lament about UB is that it is in Bill's country.
And that's the problem. They would definitely, it is a MAC team again, but you would be able to get a better following. And, like, I've gotten into it just working around it, right?
Right.
Having to produce the games and do this. Like, we have to talk about them. And they're interesting now with Pete Lembo. But it is tough sometimes to really dive into them when the Bills play on Sunday, and that's all everyone's thinking about around here. Because that is the product in town. That they're the number one product in town, in the city, in the area.
Yeah.
For half of the state. Until you hit Syracuse, that's when it flips to Jets and Giants.
Like Syracuse and the Carrier Dome is a vibe of all itself.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, going to a Purdue game in Purdue was an entire vibe. That like it's the peak college town moment for you.
Mm-hmm. Like, look at that. The aerial shot right now, just how many people, how many bodies are
that
in there.
That stadium is...
It's more packed than any NFL stadium I've seen from an overhead shot. And the Bills are downsizing with the new Highmark Stadium. You're losing 10,000 seats, roughly.
Yeah, it is insane. But like, yeah, I go to a game at Purdue, and it's West Lafayette, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Not something to be confused with a major city. And that was an entire vibe of its own.
Yeah.
Like...
I can imagine.
It is. College football is its wonder, and we're about to have kickoff there. No, we're not giving play-by-play, but I just wanted to talk more about college football until this kickoff happens because of the fact that it just feels right. And while we are Bills heavy and everything like that here at the station, I do think it is nice to talk about the monumental sports events that go on. And the start, the true start of week one of the college football season is one of those things that needs to be talked about. Oh my God, what a clearing block.
We got to return to the 30 to start. Look at that, 29.
That's appreciative right there. But yeah, it's, I know, like we're going to get to predictions and division picks and
big
everything
NFL
like that.
Stuff. Yeah.
But, and I know it's the second to last week before the Bills start, like the second to last show for us before the Bills start.
Mm-hmm. We got one more.
Got one more, but we're at Riverworks next week, so it's not even going to be the same. We're not even in studio.
No. That'll be fun, though. Lots of Bills Mafia going to be around there. That'll be a lot of fun.
It is still about like college football, and its first weekend of it is a vibe of its own.
Is that when football's back? Could that be considered?
It's technically the desert until that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like the end of the preseason and then the start of like week one of college football
is where you get that fix. Could college football count, though?
It's where you get that fix.
Right. But is technically when we say football is back, we're talking about the NFL. Does college football counter into that?
I think it factors in.
Okay.
And I think it should factor in. Is the quality of play going to be the same? No. You're talking about amateurs, teenagers even.
Mm-hmm. Some 18-year-olds, barely.
Right. Whereas in the NFL, it is the best of the best. Like people that always say, I love the joke of like, oh, Alabama could beat the insert team in the bottom of the NFL standings. And you're like, no, you're wrong. Like, incorrect. This is not going to happen. It's not hot. It's not possible. You're facing the best of the best, and they're the best players.
There's a reason they're on the 53-man roster. You just saw it go down from 90 and even more before that. Like, that's not how that goes.
Brutal.
This is going to be fun to watch. I'm excited. It's meaningful football action. So if you don't have it on, I would.
Yes. Take it in.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, take it in. It's something for you in the background.
As an objective fan of the game, like me, I don't follow a specific team. I just enjoy college football.
Right.
It's the way to go on a Saturday, absolutely. But it just makes that itch even stronger for Bills football. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
it makes the itch stronger for the NFL season to begin.
And it's coming, like you said, Thursday and Friday. We get the two Super Bowl appearers, right? And then we're into the regular season. Sunday all day, and the Bills play Sunday night. Bam, we're back against the Baltimore Ravens. And I am scared for that game.
I'm not scared, mostly because I do like what Bruce Nolan had to say in the last hour, which was more or less, week one has tricked a lot of people before. The Bills have lost to Zach Wilson, okay?
Yes.
The Bills have lost to Zach
Wilson.
And they
had a very slow start to Kyler Murray and the Cardinals last year.
Yeah. Like, once you get to this team lost to Zach Wilson in a season opener once, like, I'm okay. It's fine. We're fine. Like, and the Ravens are a good team.
Very good. They've even built a little more in the offseason.
They're like the Bills. And this is where, like, the beef between, like, Bills fans and Ravens fans gets out of hand with, like, the MVP stuff and, like, how
that was
online both fan bases are sometimes. Mm-hmm. And annoyingly so. I get it. You're typically going to look at your peers, your rivals, and go, you suck. But the problem with that is You're both staring at Kansas City in front of you, and they're laughing at all of you.
Yep.
You should look at the other and go, I don't care which one of us makes it, but one of us has got to do it. That's how the fan bases should treat each other between Buffalo and Baltimore. Because at some point, one of you's got to do it. One of you should do it. One of you needs to do it. For my sanity and probably for anyone else's within fandom of the National Football League, somebody's got to do it.
If you look at the general consensus last season of the Chiefs making it again, it was nauseating across every fan base outside of Kansas City.
The Chiefs were winning last year. Holy.
Could not stop them. The voodoo magic was strong with them last year. And then they get blown out in the playoff, in the Super Bowl, excuse me, destroyed by a four-man rush of the Philadelphia Eagles. And now that's the model, right? Like, you kind of look at that, and they're going to try and prevent that from happening again, but it's got to happen. And their division, I think, actually gives you the best chance to hop them in the AFC conference standings.
Yes.
With the way the Broncos look. The Chargers could be frisky. They could split a game with the Chiefs, right? Like, even the Raiders, Geno Smith, Pete Carroll, they might be able to put a good game together with Ashton Jeanty. Who knows?
And Brock Bowers there.
Yes, you never know.
They have some high-end talent.
The AFC West is tough.
The AFC West is tough, and we will talk more about our division picks and everything like that coming up. But with the Bills and the Ravens, it is, you two have been here knocking at the door for so long now that neither of you has broken through, and now you're looking and going, what the hell is wrong with you? Cincinnati managed to do it on accident once.
Yeah, accident being the key word there.
And you need to figure a way out for one of these two teams to do that.
Especially while the Bengals are kind of
taking themselves out of the race.
Yes, with the way their defense is, even with Hendrickson. Look at what that did to them last season.
With their management style and how they've been.
Yes.
They have taken themselves out of contention.
Joe Burrow is being held back by his front office and everything right
now. Like,
take advantage of this opportunity. You've had it for years now.
You hear the saying sometimes, like, Josh Allen's being wasted. And then I look at Cincinnati and go,
Joe Burrow's being wasted.
Joe Burrow's actually the one that's being wasted.
Yes.
He's the one that made a Super Bowl.
He put up MVP numbers last season, and they didn't make the playoffs. That tells you everything you need to know.
They missed the play. It's Drew Brees
mm-hmm.
with the Saints. Sometimes those things would happen with him.
Sometimes. That was his identity, right? Like, I feel like it was. It was tough because Brees is a great quarterback, But look, Burrow, like you said, it's a similar situation they're dealing with. And what is Zach Taylor going to do? If they don't make the playoffs this season, that's it.
Right.
Then they're going to restart.
They need to restart with a new head coach. And
that's going
to have
time.
Joe Burrow and needing a new staff is kind of embarrassing for an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bills, say what you want about Sean McDermott. Say what has happened in the past. 13 seconds is a blight that many people, I love they're going for 4th-and-2 here.
This is college football.
Second time in this drive they've gone for it on 4th down.
Oh, no, they did not get it this time.
Turnover.
I feel like the run was too obvious of a choice there.
I know Arch should have held it, but whatever.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if that was a keeper option or not.
Maybe.
But back to the, like, with the Bengals, the fact that, like, in Sean McDermott, he's made some critical errors. There have been games that have highlighted it. Obviously, 13 seconds being one of them, or, you know, any game against the Chiefs in the postseason, really. You could pick your lot. Pick from the lot of them at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can remain confident that he is going to give you a floor, and that floor is winning the AFC East and getting at minimum to the divisional game.
Right.
If not the conference championship, which, as we talked about and dunked on a team in Dallas, apparently harder to do than you'd think.
Yeah. I do think it gets to a point, though, where that could get...
Can it get stale?
Yeah.
Yes, but it doesn't look like it has.
I think that's objective.
It's objective, but it's also dependent on the person. But if you are upset about McDermott at this point, would you rather trust the devil you know versus the devil you don't? And that is the one thing that will kind of slow me down now on any sort of, like, the Bills should move on from him. Who am I getting that I would trust?
You remember earlier I said there was something I wanted to bring up in a break? This is exactly that. And I think, me personally, looking at it again, if it's a divisional round exit, that's a step back in an earlier playoff exit. You are on almost Josh Allen's 10th season at this point, right? You're past the window of when a quarterback and coach normally go to a Super Bowl together. You're far past that. And I know that's a metric. You shouldn't die by the metrics. I understand that. And I get what you're saying. Trust the devil you know versus the devil you don't. But a funny thing, just a really funny thing, and I don't necessarily like believe this 100%.
Oh, boy.
Joe Brady's getting a head coaching job in 2026 if he does the same thing with the Bills offense that he did.
I now understand where you're going with this.
A big promote from within organization, like the Bills, right?
If they want to keep Brady, they'd have to get rid of McDermott.
They'd have to get rid of McDermott and keep Brady as the head coach.
It's the Brian Daboll conversation all over again.
Exactly.
But welcome back to the devil you don't.
Yep. Yep.
Because Brian Daboll was seen as a slam dunk thing, and even conversations here years ago were about maybe they should just retain Brian Daboll and fire Sean McDermott.
Right. I remember that after 13 seconds and all that.
What has Brian Daboll done in New York?
He made the playoffs once. That's it. He's essentially, I mean, he hasn't done anything. I'm not saying Joe Brady would, like I said. I'm just saying it's an interesting thought of, like, do you try the new thing because it's already in your house?
But again, it is still, are you a great coordinator, bad coach? Who am I getting in here that I can trust right now? And is that being scared? A little bit. Am I playing into the fears? Yes.
Right. Some the coaches and the staff, I feel like Brandon Bean knows when to take a gamble, right?
And I don't think this is the right one, though.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it would be really interesting if that does happen. Because, if they go out in the divisional round this season, that the calls are out, man. Like, that, they're calling for the end. They're calling for a new person.
I will say, if it's – I won't say it's the divisional round. I think it's if you lose to the Chiefs again, you've just got a problem that you're not solving.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, maybe it turns into this bittersweet Andy Reid sort of thing. But right. Andy Reid even had crash-out seasons where they've won, like, five or six games.
Oh, yeah. Well, it took him – he didn't win anything in Philadelphia.
Exactly.
So it took him to go to another team. Maybe it takes McDermott to go to a different team. Maybe it would. And then someone else comes in here, like Sirianni, like –
Doug Peterson,
and takes the team to the Super Bowl.
And again, I want to answer that question if and only if it gets to a certain result.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ready. Until then, I'm not ready for it.
Right.
Not only am I not ready for it, I also kind of don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is more or less, I trust the floor of Sean McDermott more than the ceiling of another person. Because I watched Ken Dorsey get promoted to offensive coordinator, and I'm pulling out whatever hair I have left on my head.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. That was diabolical. That there's a reason he's no longer here. But even it'll be interesting to see like what Ben Johnson's able to do this season following the exit from Detroit, right, to go be a head coach somewhere else.
We've got a defensive showdown in Columbus, by the way. It's another 4th-and-1, this time for Ohio State. They get stuffed on 3rd down.
That's a good stop, too.
And they're right at midfield. They're like at the 49. So
depending on how the season ends, though, I do think it will be somewhat of a conversation because I feel like at that point, enough is enough. Like we've got to figure something out.
Is there time for an uncomfortable conversation? Yes. I'm also not ready to even think about it or care to think about it until we even get to that result.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking
the conversation, though, would get more intense if Baltimore breaks through and not you.
Well, that'll be the tell, right?
That if will another, be the tell.
Even if Cincinnati comes back somehow and they actually put a season together and they bunny hop you,
mm-hmm.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Exactly.
So you're going to, it's planting a seed, this conversation.
Wow, and Ohio State doesn't make it for theirs either. So
2 turnovers on downs to start this game.
I love the boldness, though. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's a non-conference game.
Oh, the tight end dropped it.
Ooh. Mark Andrews?
That was a strike.
But yeah, I it's more planting a seed than anything right now. I know there's nothing to go on.
I don't even think there's a seed that needs to be planted unless we see the one thing that causes everyone to lose their minds all over again, which is losing to Kansas City.
Well, even if you lose to Baltimore or Cincinnati, I think it's a conversation.
I think it's if Baltimore breaks through and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because say the Chiefs, heaven forbid, say the Chiefs make another Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Then you're just looking at one of the greatest teams of all time.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they would match the Bills and Super Bowls appeared in, and they would have won 2 of them.
And the problem, though, is it's not a Bills problem. it's a conference problem.
Yeah.
Are you still looking at conversations about maybe you should move on? Maybe.
Well, at that point, if you're not making it, you've got to try something different.
Or it also is maybe you stay the course because you still are one of the best to do it. And effectively, like this year, like you retain your coach, you retain your quarterback, you retain your GM because you know you have your chance and you're taking your shots and you're coming damn close. But if the Chiefs get in the way again and take the AFC, you are just looking at one of the most inconvenient things of all time. And you're dealing with it, but it's everyone has to deal with it. If Baltimore breaks through, then it's a you problem. And conversely, if Buffalo breaks through in Baltimore, it's a you problem.
Right.
That's when I'm more willing to have that discussion.
Yeah. I'm just in the mindset of division titles are awesome and all, but if you can't get over the hump eventually, you got to ask questions at some point.
Here's to hoping we never have to talk about it.
Right.
803-0550, the number to call. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer, we're here with you for another hour and a half here on Sports Talk Saturday on a fine, not quite fall, but it damn sure feels like it fall afternoon here on WGR.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, this team is, you know, on a totally different side of the map as it was then. It's awesome to see, you know, even being in Miami last year, I'm paying attention to everything that's going on out here. You know, these are my guys. These are my friends, my teammates that I've been with for a long time. And you know, even some of the new guys, you can see why they bring guys like Keon Coleman in here. You know, they bring some of the young Jordan Hancocks in here and the Cole Bishops. And so, you know, I want to, again, just be here to be of service. And again, I'm here to play football too.
Bills practice squad edition
Jordan Poyer.
There was 20 minutes of unadulterated chaos when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because it became, what do you mean we signed Jordan Poyer? Is this to the 53? And it turns out, no, ultimately. But that 20 minutes between that report of initially of where he's signing and when that report came out that it's a practice squad addition, ooh, tempers got hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you hear what he even said about his time in Miami last year?
Yep. He was focused on here.
He was focused up here.
He had an eye on the situation here.
Yes.
I believe him.
I do too.
Because of the culture in Miami.
Yeah. It was, well, even this season, the vibes are just bad. You heard Bruce Nolan mention it earlier in the show. Vibes are bad. Last season, vibes not much better. Like, it was still pretty much the same, especially, unfortunately, Tua gets injured again and is out for an extended period of time. Like, yeah, the vibes are bad. So I don't blame him for looking up here. Vibes were good last year.
And, yeah, I think that because Miami has such a poor culture to it that it makes sense that the team that you made your name with, the team that you became all pro po, yeah, you do want to look back over there and go, ah, oh, it's like that.
Wish you could break it with them if they're going to break it.
And this could also just be, hey, we're going to do you solid. We'll keep you around here. You could try to fight for a depth spot and we'll see from there. I did make the joke that we're like one Taylor Rapp heat-seeking missile on Nicole Bishop trying to stop a deep ball.
Or him and DeMar Hamlin running into themselves or something out there at some point. Yeah,
we are one of those scenarios away from like Jordan Poyer being a starting safety, but also that's just, you know, injuries happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whose third, fourth, fifth safeties are going to look good?
I feel like
Cam Lewis is also the next guy up anyway.
Cam Lewis is okay. I prefer him more than Poyer in the backup spot, but also, I don't think Poyer's the worst option. He's familiar with the team, the organization, the players, right? A lot of those players still the younger guys from when he was last here. So I don't...
It is good to have a player that has thrived within that system.
Yeah.
Back in the locker room again.
And he's not the same. He's older. He's slower. Like, I'm not saying he is, but as a backup, break glass in case of emergency, like, that's kind of what everyone's saying. I'm okay with it. I genuinely am.
And I love the point that Zach made that we agreed upon. That we were talking initially about it off air, that I had said, what if that hit by Poyer on Coleman wasn't dirty? It's just that he's a step slower now.
Right, he's just
like
a little...
in his Bills heyday, that's just an incredible play made at the right time. Maybe he doesn't hit Coleman, he goes for the ball instead.
Mm-hmm. But he's slowing down, he's got to figure something else out. Slower, yeah.
He now has to get to, I have to jar this ball loose.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that, where it's just, he's not dirty, he's just, there's a step gone. And I think that it's fine that you have Poyer there because for the longest time now, not the longest time, for these last 2 years, the Bills have tried to replace DeMar Hamlin in terms of the depth.
Mm-hmm.
They have failed. Mike Edwards was a bust of a signing.
I was excited about
Derek
him too.
Forrest got released before the season even began. And now you're looking at Jordan Hancock probably as a new type of heir apparent, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Rapp is not a long-term fixture on this team on the back end. No. And if Cole Bishop can show more of the promise, he will be.
You hope he can.
You hope he can.
Because it's kind of do or die. He's going to have to show something. And he missed a lot of time because of injury last season and this season.
It did help that in that last game against Tampa, he looked fast.
He did.
And I didn't need him to look good. I needed him to look fast.
Right, he's moving around the field.
Can you just be quick? Can you be on the attack? Can you be aggressive? And he showed that. And I'm like, okay, I'm happy. That means that he will play fast. He's going to be there, ready to go. And he also did make Tampa's backups look like backups. I just think that day in Chicago was just, I don't know what happened, but it just, nothing went right.
No.
The whole team walked underneath a ladder.
It was just bad.
It was bad. It was
and
so.
I was still away. I didn't watch that game.
That game was so dreadful.
I watched Hard Knocks when I came back, and it was a pretty dramatic retelling of like how bad that was. Like, even for a preseason game, it's still not great to get shut out.
Right. Funny thing. You said you didn't watch it at all?
Mm-hmm. Like the Hall of Fame game.
It was replayed on NFL Network yesterday. Yes, I was out to dinner with my brother and my niece, my nephew, and it's on the television. And I'm like, this nightmare of a game is being shown in front of my eyes again when I want to burn it from my memory. Are you kidding me? I've got my father asking me questions like, what happened in this? I'm like,
we don't know.
If I had that answer, I wouldn't be sitting here. Like, as a matter of fact, I don't even want to give you that answer because I don't want to answer it. I want that game purged from my memory banks forever. But no, NFL Network's like, yeah, we're going to play this again. Why? Literally play anything else.
They got nothing else. It's preseason action.
No, pick a thing. Pick last year's preseason. I don't care.
That would be crazy.
You did not.
You had to guess what preseason game you were watching from when.
You did
with
not.
All these random names.
You did not need to play that game back ever again. It only needed to exist one time. There's something wrong with my chair.
No, no.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it clicking.
So I got to be careful with that.
But no, I think just looking at the preseason and everything and Poyer signing and what they've done. And I saw Steve Tasker on a podcast yesterday saying this, his podcast, I believe, with Chris Brown. He said this is the most talented roster the Bills have had since the Super Bowl years. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of inclined to somewhat agree with that.
The defense is rejuvenated with youth and additions. Von Miller, the first year of Von Miller, I think is the last time you can compare the talent level on defense.
Absolutely right.
Because that's the last hurrah for that group.
That was the Rams game. That opening game against the Rams we were talking about earlier.
They're all still healthy and they're all still at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. And then the injuries start happening.
Yeah, that was bad.
Hyde, week two.
That's when DeMar Hamlin actually gets a considerable amount of snaps in that season.
Because Micah Hyde.
And then Jordan Poyer switched out too for injury.
Poyer had to play through injury that year a lot.
Yeah.
And including driving to Kansas City.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was in so much pain he could not handle the flight, but he drove to Kansas City because they could not put a tandem out there of DeMar Hamlin and Jaquan Johnson.
No, they could not. They could not.
Johnson in particular lost his chance at the starting gig. And that's why you got a season of DeMar Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever could go wrong when it came to injuries, that year it did because it was the last hurrah for that team.
Yeah, they tried the next season and it didn't work out.
Yeah, it was an empty shell kind of what they were.
They end up winning the division and going to the playoffs, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah. So when it comes to it, though, the talent level, like you said, it is up there. It's something that you can contend with. Top-end offensive talent is where you're going to get the disagreement. Because they don't have top-end talent at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a wide receiver core that once yielded Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, and Cole Beasley on the same roster, and you're like, okay,
yeah,
that's elite-level talent.
Mm-hmm.
As now, Josh Allen has proven, I could do it with anyone.
Mac Hollins.
I could do it with Mac Hollins as one of our starting receivers.
A shadow of Amari Cooper, like injury-ridden wide receiver room.
Khalil Shakir's nice, but like, yeah, I'm working with nuts and bolts.
Yeah, a rookie who's coming back from injury, all that stuff. This season, though, Palmer, Moore, now Shavers, right? Like kind of emerging a little bit there.
Coleman getting a step up would be huge.
Shakir, Samuel, too, being healthy. When Samuel was healthy last year, towards the end of the year, he really started showing why he was on this roster. So if we could see that all season, that would be fantastic. Like, I think this is talent-wise on offense, at least. Your best wide receiver room since the Diggs, Beasley, Sanders.
And it'll be fun to break this down more in earnest.
As we see actual...
Next week.
Yeah, actual action, not preseason action. Where they're actually game planning for the other team kind of a deal. Which still crazy to me. People take the preseason like so seriously when it's a bad loss or something.
Yeah, you don't need to.
The only thing
that I needed to take seriously was to make sure that it avoided my eyeballs ever again. And I failed. And I failed.
You failed.
Like that game.
We'll get them next
nothing
time.
Nothing worked.
Yeah. Like that game. It followed you.
Like
you could not get away from it. It followed you.
Like
did
that
you even
game.
Ask the waitress to turn it off?
No.
Or waiter, excuse me. I shouldn't have judged that.
You should. It's fine. But like, I was too busy. Do you know how hard it is to keep the attention of a 7 and a 4-year-old?
That game definitely wasn't doing it. That should have asked to put Cocomelon or Bluey on or something.
Cocomelon.
But no, we're going to run preseason week 2 Bills-Bears shutout. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
That'll feed families, by the way.
We'll take a timeout, come back here, wrap up hour number 2, and then it's prediction time for myself, Derek Kramer, and for Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Final segment, hour number 2 here of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, thanks for hanging out with us, if you are. You know what's really funny? I like college football, obviously, is a huge weekend here, the first weekend of college football, of just, you know, excitement. And I'm like, all right, I need to check on Purdue. And I go into ESPN. I'm like, I need to look at this, see what's going on here. The ESPN Gamecast only gives you the score. There's no scoring summary.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And it makes sense. Purdue won one football game last year, and they're playing Ball State.
Oh, my gosh.
But I just love the absurdity of it all. That, like, no, you don't even get, like, statistics from players.
You're out on your own there.
It is, you know that it's 21-0 for Purdue, and that's it. It's all you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's awesome in that way. 0-0, by the way, in the first quarter between Texas and Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's all defense so far.
Defense wins championships.
And Arch Manning definitely looks like a player who is...
going to be in college for...
starting his first season full time.
Yeah. He's got another one. Everyone's like, oh, the Heisman campaign for Manning's already over. What are we doing here?
It's not over.
It's one quarter of football.
That's what I'm saying.
One quarter of football against the defending national champions. Yeah, I don't call that over by any means. And no.
Also,
anyone on the other side of this, anyone thinks that Arch Manning is leaving to go pro after this year?
Right, right.
The Mannings know what pro development is. Arch is going to stay in school for 1 year.
They're
going to
let unless him sit wins, in the crock pot and go.
Unless he wins the Heisman and National Championship outright this year in his first year, and he has nothing to prove, and even then he still might come back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only way that I see it. So, New Orleans, I hope you're ready to continue to tankathon because Arch ain't coming home. Same for you, Indy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting a Manning.
Well, no, it's the tanking this year is not going to do you any good.
No, it's not. Not for him, at least. Maybe for like a Cade Klubnik or a Drew Aller. There are quarterbacks that you can grab.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a Manning. All right. Joe, we had unfinished thoughts about the rivalries jerseys.
We did.
Speaking of college football, I mentioned that the rivalries jerseys, the whole lot of them, have a college vibe to them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we are watching a game with just iconic classic uniforms between Texas and Ohio State. But it does seem like the rivalries thing got too gimmicky to me. That's my opinion on it. I think that the Bills uniforms in particular, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that they're only here once. And it's also because I don't love the all white, like fade out white type uniform.
Well,
what the Bills do with the road unis though, like
the white
helmet and then the jersey and pants,
mm-hmm.
that's fine, but because it's actually like a standardized look for them.
Even with the throwback AFL jersey, it's just the different arms.
And maybe I just need to see it in action. That might be the other thing about it, but like, I don't know. I feel like you could have used more of the accents.
Yeah, I like the silver accents a lot.
You could have used more of it.
I think the buffaloes on the side of the helmet, if I had to make a critique, they're missing that ice texture. Even if it was just the line from the charging buffalo,
mm-hmm.
it's very flat and silver.
Right.
The jersey itself, I'm a fan of a white jersey. I'm not going to lie to you. I think white jerseys look clean. I like the metallic buffalo on the shoulder,
yes.
too. I think that's a really cool like touch. That might be, I don't know how much it protrudes out, but that could be considered a weapon on a football field, so we need to keep our eyes on that when they wear them. But I like the theme of the city, how it says Bills Mafia on the inside of the back collar, mm-hmm. right? Like, that stuff's really cool. I do agree it looks like a UB uniform, though, like the colors especially. And it says Buffalo on the chest above the numbers, not Bills, like a normal, you know what I'm saying? Like, right on the crest here, it normally would say, above the numbers, Bills. It says Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it even look more like a UB one. One thing, though, I will say about another team's jerseys in Miami, they really missed the call here. The black jerseys are really cool. Why not red and blue, like neon red and neon blue for Miami Vice? You're telling me you couldn't think of that?
Also, the sun on the back panel was terribly executed.
No.
Like, it just... And again...
I like some of these. Arizona's is cool.
It looks like it's also the matter of nobody asked for this.
Oh, I'm always here for New Jersey, though. Even if I don't ask for it, like I'm always here for it.
But when nobody asks for this, sometimes you just got to be able to pull it off. And I think for most of those rivalries jerseys, they're kind of a miss. For most of them.
What ones would be a win for you?
If Arizona.
Mm-hmm, that's a big win for me.
That's probably the only one that I'm really looking at that's like a clear net positive.
I think Buffalo is up
there. Seattle are the other ones that are up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them,
the Patriots.
There's only one. The Patriots one's okay, but it's like squarely in the middle.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Patriots one right now, and Patriots fans, NFL fashion advice here, not a Patriots mm-hmm. fan, but just a fashion account, ready to have a primary uniform conversation about the Patriots uniforms.
I do think that the Patriots need to change things up. I don't like their uniform.
That would be a great primary uniform. The big NE on the shoulder, like it would be cool. The Seahawks, though, you mentioned the 12th man being like the big thing.
Right.
That stuff's cool. This is really much like the NBA's city jerseys, right? Like how they did that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they tried to accomplish here. I'm intrigued to see what the feedback from this year's do for the rollout of the other divisions in the years to come.
I just think less gimmicky.
Yeah.
Get a little less gimmicky with these rivalry jerseys, and that's the last thing I'll say about that.
See, I love the gimmick. I'm a big fan. The Bills one I love, but we'll see. We'll see it in action. You can see it in Madden, by the way. You can play as them now.
Cool.
They just updated
it. That requires me to get Madden.
Yeah. They have a free trial if you are interested. But on the other side, we're going to be doing some NFL predictions. As the season is roaring in the future here, it's almost here as we watch college football, getting really excited about it. So we've got predictions and more on the other side for you on Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, Evans on the board. You are listening to WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.